welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned to the broadcast again today, and we're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 12. Our Lord Jesus has told about covetousness, a parable of a rich man, and how he trusted in his stuff. In verse number 21, our Lord makes this declaration after giving this parable about this fellow. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. So just like this man that's been described here that worked very hard, had the blessing of the Lord, a bumper crop, the ability to build new barns, filling them up and everything, but yet a life totally devoid of the Lord and the impact of the Lord, the necessity of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, thanksgiving unto the Lord. His soul is required of him, and his stuff doesn't help him in one bit, in any wise. And the stuff no longer belongs to him after his soul is required, after he dies in that night, and the soul returns to God who gave it, it says in Ecclesiastes, and is dealt with in judgment. And the Lord says, so is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Not laying up treasure with the Lord, not laying up treasure in heaven, but only laying up treasure for oneself. And so in verse number 22, and he said unto his disciples, and so he turns his attention to them, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. Don't think about what you eat, don't think about what you're going to wear. Life and living is more than what you eat. And the body is more than raiment. Life is more than what you consume. Life is only truly lived in the spiritual, in the salvation of the soul, in the rescue of the soul. The body is more than what you wear. The body should be used to honor and glorify God. That's what we've been called. The mandate is upon mankind is to glorify the Lord, not just to wear. Consider the ravens, he says, for they neither sow cloth. I'm sorry, they neither sow crops nor reap crops. They don't have any storehouse to put the crops in, no barn, but God feeds them. And how much better are you than they? Verse 25, and which of you taking thought can add to his stature one cubit? By which one of you can add a foot and a half to his height? And of course, nobody reckons that they can. If ye then be not able to do that which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? The Lord Jesus said adding a foot and a half to your height is an easy thing. I tell you what, that's the kind of Savior I want and have. It's one that has power. Why, I can't add a foot and a half to my height. No way, no how, nor can you. But the Lord Jesus says that's an easy thing. And if you can't do that, why do you worry about the rest? Why take ye thought for the rest? Verse 27, he says, consider the lilies. They grow, but they don't toil, and they don't spin cloth and thread and make fabric. But the Lord says unto them that Solomon in all his glory and all his raiment was not arrayed like one of these. And yet consider, they are the grass. This is the grass of the field that is today in the field and tomorrow is burned up. And if the Lord does that for the grass, won't he clothe us? Oh, we of little faith in him. He says in verse number 29, and seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be of a doubtful mind. Oh, what are we going to do? But have faith in the Lord that he's going to provide it. The Lord is going to provide it when we need it. I want to have it up in store, don't I? I want to have it saved up ahead of time. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. So this is the way it is all over the globe. And our Father knows that we have need of these very things. But rather than seeking this, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye the kingdom of God. How is it that we seek the kingdom of God? To look to honor and glorify the Lord, to look to make it known about the kingdom of God. The Lord is coming in his kingdom. And to have true treasure, one must be born again. One must be saved. One must become repentant before God Almighty for their sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And to have understanding that they are a citizen of the kingdom and by virtue of repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ become a child of the kingdom. To understand and to know and believe and see that it's true that God's kingdom stands above all. And where they say, even so come, Lord Jesus, to rule and reign. Seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things that you need in your life will be added unto you. Listen to this. Fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Stuff? Are you worried about stuff? Our Lord says, don't be worried about stuff. The Lord's going to give you all the stuff. Our Lord is going to give his children, his flock, his church, all the stuff. It tells us in the book of the Revelation that the overcomers inherit all things. He says in verse number 33, sell that ye have and give alms. Give it to the poor. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old. A treasure in the heavens that fails not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupts. He says, take the stuff of this life and give it. Be generous with it. Lay up treasure in heaven with the Lord, where there's not a danger of a thief, and there's not a danger of any corruption. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Is our treasure out there in the garage, in the barn? Or is our treasure and our desire laid up with the Lord? Remember the words of the rich man? And I will say to my soul, verse 19, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Rather, the child of God would say, I will say to my soul, praise God that I've got the Lord. And treasure of obedience laid up in heaven with him. Work, because there comes a day of rest. Work, because there will be a day of inheritance. Work now while it is day, and look forward to the day that I'll be with my Savior. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Verse 35, let your loins be girt about, and your lights be burning. Be ready, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Be looking for the Lord. Be obedient to the Lord and abiding while he is gone. Blessed are those servants, verse 37, whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself. These are the words of Jesus. And make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. Do you hear that promise that is there? Don't be tore up about the stuff in this life. But rather lay up treasure in heaven, use what the Lord gives us for his honor and glory and his service in this life, and lay up treasure of obedience and blessing to our Lord in heaven where there's no threat of loss, and be looking for his return. Because when he returns, and those that he finds looking for him when he returns, he's going to gird himself and cause his children to sit down, and he's going to serve them. I tell you what, I wouldn't want it to be so if it weren't for the Lord Jesus' own mouth declaring it. And like when he told Peter, he said, I'm going to wash your feet. And little Peter said, you're not washing my feet. He said, if I don't wash your feet, you got no part with me. And then he says, Lord, my feet and my hands and my head. And if he shall come in the second watch, verse 38, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and have not suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not. So it gives an example about the good man watching over the house. If he knew when the thief was going to come, he'd be ready. Well, we don't know when our Lord's coming. But may we be looking for our Lord to come at any time. And Lord, help us that we'd be laying up treasure in heaven, not laying up treasure here on earth. I see their time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.